The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, Nachas and Parnasa Berevach, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana.
Sugis Daf Mem Tes. We're learning here the sugya of Mizoinos Bonov Ubnois. The Gemara discusses back and forth different shittas in the Tanoim. How far does the chiyuv to support one's children? We're not talking about supporting one's children after they get married. That's not even an issue of discussion in the sugya. We're talking about this being Mefarnes children before. How far is the chiyuv? The Gemara ultimately says, and Amid Beis, Be'usha Eskinu, it seems to be a din derabbanan, She'adam zon es bonov, ves binoisov kishehen ketanim. What's la'alocha? The Gemara discusses back and forth. The Gemara gets involved in the discussion of tzedakah. The Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudei Simeration on Alva Hilchus Tzedakah, brings from the Rambam, that's one who's mefarnes bonov l'toiru, binoisov l'derech yishor, mitzvihi. If somebody supports the children. We haven't heard too much of people not supporting the children bizman hazeh. It's not considered the norm, not in a terrorist society, not as well in the outside world, even though there's a concept of putting oneself through college. But the idea of supporting children, of being responsible for one's children, is pretty much exclusive. But the Rambam says that as far as, so let's say a person doesn't have the money, let's say it would be a shaila of children being on their own. Misha mefarnes bonov l'toyru, if a person supports, takes care of his children to the point where they're able to develop into, we're not even necessarily talking about big tamid chacham, we're talking about into erlich yidin, into b'nei toyru, into well-developed and mature adults, u'b'noisav l'derech yishar, which would mean the same thing, sending one's daughter to school, sending one's daughter, preparing one's daughter to become a mature, functioning, useful member of a Torah society. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to use for Moed Tzedakah, and not only that, but it's a chiyuv, kaidim kreidim l'rechaikim. This, by the way, is one of the most overlooked halachas in Hilchas Tzedakah. There's a chiyuv gomer, the Gemara says in several places, to be magdim one's tzedakah, one's meiser, to give to Kraven rather than Rechaikim. Those that give large donations elsewhere, and there are siblings that are struggling, Rahman al-Islam, with poverty, with illness, with whatever the case is, the sibling is Mukhuyiv, there might be less enjoyment, less prestige involved, but it's a Chiv Gomen Hilch Tzedakah. One who gives to Rechaikim b'mokim Kraven, there's a whole series of halachas, how we judge who's Kraven. Children are certainly Enlecha Kraven G'daylam Yizat. The word says, Lagabi parents, that tovei mora al mishim afarnes aviv ima, even though the Gemara paskins that mitzvahs kibbut avayim is mishal aviv u'mishal imoi, but still the halacha is tovei mora, a curse. There's a taina on somebody who supports his parents from mois tzedakah. But that's the Rabbah. Again, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch Yerudei Simeration Nun Aleph. The Taz, in the beginning of Reish Mem Tes over there in Hilchus Tzedakah, says that it's partial that since the Gemara says there's a chiyuv to be mefarnes bonim ketanim, it's also to use meiser money. Meiser is money that one sets aside. Seems to be a discussion, a lengthy discussion. What is the scope of the chiyuv of meiser? Is it a chiyuv deraisa? The pasuk says aser aserenu lo. Is it a chiyuv derabbanan? Is it only a minig? Eretz Yisrael, the Israeli poskim, so Yanka Fisher, Shlomi Zalman, and the tshuvas that are printed up from them seem to have been noted in a lot of the shailas of Mois Ksofim Luchumra. How to use Mois Ksofim? They seem to be noted Luchumra. They felt that Chiv Maisris, Maisr Ksofim is a Chiv Gomer, maybe even bordering on Deraisa. The consensus of the Paiskim Chutzlaritz, for Moshe especially, was that Maisr Ksofim is a Minig, and maybe there were certain shailas that they would make on. Depends on the approach, how chomer you hold the soides. So that's the Taz. The Taz says that it's possible that what you're mukhuyiv to do, about you can't use moist money, you can't use meiser money for. The Shalos had a shtimmah with the halacha. How to fit this with the halacha and Shulchan Aruch, being mefarnes one's children with the halacha and Shulchan Aruch. So there are achrayim. It's brought by the poskim b'shem Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek, who say a pshara that the Taz is what we're talking about. The Taz is banav ktanim, bnois of ktanim, from the age of 6. We're till 6. It's takana gomer. Bezdin forces from 6 till 13. That Medina de Chazal, even though the public common consensus, the minhag today is that a parent is mechuyev, and that's the way it's treated. Even in Bezdin today, it's supported in terms of support, parent support, alimony, that type of thing. We treat the chiyuv to pay for one's upkeep of one's children as a chiyuv gomer. Still, since it's not a takana of Chazal's times, there was a musik of going out to work at a young age. Even 100 years ago, there was such a musik. In terms of alimony, a divorce settlement, Bezdin could paskin kefi the mitzius of today. So there are those that want to say, again, we said in Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek, that the Taz that says that one can't use money is talking about from the age of 6 to 13. But from the age of 13 and on, that's the Shach with the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun Aleph, that one can use money of tzedakah. If one is falling behind in tuition payments, but let's leave that aside for a second, because tuition payments have as an added element. Varach HaShulchan and Reish Mem Tessiv Zayin says, the way we would understand, that even more than 13, Lamaisa today, it's considered basic civilized behavior. So it's considered the norm of a civilized society, that one supports one's young children of school age, and so on. See, even from the age of 13 and on, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if a person's going to use to support, he has a bunch of teenagers, nothing's going to be left to tzedakah. That was not the kavana of Chazal, to use all the money up, that shouldn't be used for what's considered actual needy person, people. The Igris Moshe, in Yeridei Kuf Mem Gimel, adds another prat. Ramosha Tain is that children usually live with their mother. Unfortunately, in any case where the parents are separated, any case of divorce. Bederech Klal, we understand that children usually are with the mother. The father bears a certain amount of responsibility. The responsibility a father bears a certain amount because they're his children, but they live with the mother. If the parents are living together, Ramosha is mechadish that in a normal two-parent family, the chiyuv of mezonos ishtei, since his wife will have to, they're korach achareya, they live with her, they eat with her, she's mechuyev, and she's not going to be able to subsist. She's not going to be able to take care of herself if she has her children with her. That becomes part of the chiyuv mezonos ishtei. This is a chiddush that's not mentioned in Chazal, because the reality wasn't that way in Chazal. The reality wasn't that a mother was one who was in charge of shopping, and even the financial end of the shopping. That was a father's job to go out. The husband's job was the going to market. In which case, the mizoynos of bonim ubnoysev is a schiv that's solely on the husband. If the reality is that that's kefi the standard of today, part of mizoynos ishtei, that goes into the chiv ksuva mizoynos ishtei. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush, and it's a chiddush. The Paiskim also bring the Pesach Tshuva, brings from Tshuvas Be'er Sheva, which is one of the Tshuvas of the Kadmoinim, that since there's a Chiyuv on a father, Vishinantim Luvonecho, so that Chiyuv, a father's not allowed to pay. As a general rule of thumb, this is important, whenever we have a discussion on Maisik Sofim, the general rule of thumb is that anything which is considered a Chiyuv anyways that's incumbent on a person is not allowed to use Maisim money. So if there's a Chiyuv on him of Vishinantim, then he's mechuyev to pay schalim, he's mechuyev to pay tuition for a son. He's mechuyev to pay tuition for a son from his own money. Peroyo in chayvis of a person is not mutter from maise. Now, of course, this opens up a whole discussion, because the sugi in the dorm that deals with vishinantim levanecha says he's only mechuyev mikra, which would mean basically that only chumish and novi would be mechuyev. So by 6th grade or 7th grade, a father would not have to pay from his pocket, als the mitzvah v'shinantom, he would not have to pay for skalim, which is hard to swallow in the world we live in today. Anybody would say he doesn't have to pay tuition from 7th grade and on, we'd be looking at him rather strangely. Rav Moshe talks about in a tshuva that if we're talking about the age where a child needs to be in a misgeret, he needs to be in a framework, an educational framework, simply to keep him on the derech as an erlich yid, as a productive member of room society, that is not extra, like we have in Chazal, on the bare minimum of Vishnata. That's Vishnata itself, because without that, he's not going to be a functioning from Jew. And that's true, by the way, for daughters also. There might not be a chiyuv vishinantam, but there's certainly a chiyuv of one's giving over Yiddishkeit to his daughters. One is mechuyev to give over to his daughters Yiddishkeit. If one would say there's only mechuyev to send his boys to school because the mitzvah vishinantam levanecho, he has to teach them Torah, but his daughters, he doesn't. Okay, so leave your daughters at home. What's going to happen? They'll have to go to PS 139. Will they develop into frum Jews, into frum Yidden, into productive members of frum society? Certainly not. So Moshe says that bizman hazeh, the peroyin choiv, the chiyuv gomer on a father, includes all ages of paying tuition. That might be true even for base medrash. Might be true even for, you have to know how far to take that. Would you take that extracurricular activities? Would you take that to include remedial help for children that need it? You have to know on each one is a shaila. How far would be considered peroyin choiv? Let's just point out this idea of peroyin choiv, that meiser money could be used only as something which is a mitzvah, but not as a peroyin choiv, is a basic idea, which is meiser. The idea of meiser k'sofim comes from meiser. And a Maiser Sheni in the Beis HaMikdash, one was allowed to use the money of Maiser Sheni for upkeep in Yerushalayim. One was allowed to use them, and one was only allowed to use the money of Maiser Sheni to support oneself living in Yerushalayim. That was the purpose. Chazal said the mitzvah is that one should be in Yerushalayim to see the Avodah, to see the Sanhedrin, to see the nerve center of Klal Yisrael. So there was an idea of supporting, of having parnosa, to eat bigdusha, of using the money for support in Yerushalayim. But here's an interesting halacha. Also, Yiminachas, if a person has a carbon to bring, so if the carbon was incumbent on him anyways, he's not allowed to pay for it from Isa. A person is allowed to say, to be mechayiv himself, bringing a carbon from Isa money, but if he has an existing chiyuv, he's not allowed to pay off that chiyuv from Eiser. Ad kedekach, if a person, let's say, wants to bring a carbon shlomim, he says, Hare alai shlomim, mi mois meiser. Fine, you can bring me meiser. A carbon shlomim is mechayev osin nesokim. He's mechayev to bring yayin and shemen and solus on the mizbeach. That's already a choyv, because once he's mechayev a carbon, memela, he has to bring those. So memela, the Mishnah says that he's only allowed to say, Hare alai carbon shlomim, umincho mi mois meiser. But if he said, Hare alai carbon mi Meiser, he's allowed to bring the carbon from Meiser. The peroyin choivos of the yayin shem and the solus that is mechuyev thereafter to accompany the carbon, he would only be allowed to bring from his own pocket. Peroyin choivos is awesome. So we have to really, when we talk about Meiser money objectively, the poskim will understand that we have to slice what's a choiv, what's not a choiv. If a person wants to support his children indefinitely in kailu, it's tzedakah for kroivim. That for sure comes before other chiyuvim. But what happens, let's say, a person, in order to make a shidduch for his daughter, had to promise 3 years of support. He's having a hard time, and he wants to use ma'aseh money. That's peroyin choiv. That's your nadin. That's your dowry for your daughter in order to marry off your daughter. That was part of your expenses. That's peroyin choiv. It can be set up lechatchila in a way, again, to use all of one's ma'aseh money, never to give a penny to an oni is not much of a tachlis, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. But that's for sure, that supporting one's children in kailu, for sure has kedima over supporting other kailu. For sure has kedima over other mitzvahs of supporting anim hagunim. So that one should remember, kroivim are kroivim, peroyin choiv is something that's not allowed for ma'aseh. That's the basic rule of thumb. I want to add one more hakdora, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Aleph and Hilchos Tzedakah in Yerideh, Siv Gimel says the lashon that we quoted before, Noisin mikaspoy lahanig bonois b'derech yisharo ulalamed bonim toiru. There's a basic, when we talk about children, there's a type of support which is hachzokas toiru. It happens to be once children come before somebody else, but there's a support which is already beyond parental support. It's something called supporting Talmid Chachamim. Supporting one's child to become a Talmid Chacham certainly has kedima over somebody else's child. There's a type of support. We're talking about, let's say, paying tuition. If a bocher is 22 and a half and he's coming back to America and he wants to go learn in Lakewood and the tuition is prohibitive, that, if that's bechalal, the lack of a better term, if that's in the system of how to produce a son who's a ben Torah, then that probably would not be considered hachzakas Torah. That's called one's chiv as a parent. Well, that's called one's meeting one's commitment as a parent. That would less likely be included in the ability of one to take from Maisa money. Hachzakas Torah, even let's say parental support right away in Kedel, is also starting with a married couple, is also something which is, even if the raya is that even a couple is not in Kedel, usually starts off with some type of parental support. Usually. So, but if we're talking about long term, we're talking about something which is purely developing one's child, giving one's child the wherewithal to become a Talmid Chacham, to become a Ben Torah, to raise a family of Ben Torah, that's certainly Hachzakas Torah, and one can use a significant part of one's Maisa money for such support.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.